Do you like podcasts, but get bogged down by the monotonous themes and structures for topics? Do you tire of constantly learning useful information? Well, have no fear. We have no structure. We have no information. We just have a grand old time.
Welcome back, Ramblers, to another episode of Ramble Hour. Christopher, how the heck you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. How are you?
Hanging in there? Well, you're starting us off on such a somber note.
I know.
We're back to week two of the second hiatus.
I'm doing incredible. Shocked you're here. Shocked you showed up for this. You're texting me all week. Hey, dude, may have to take a break again. May have to. Meh. I was like, no, dude. The fans, the listeners need this. You're not doing it.
This is what they look forward to every week.
100%. I mean, we have people like signing up, or what's the word? Subscribing by the thousands right now, brother. It's insane.
Are you looking at the same statistics I'm looking at?
No, I'm looking at them for a different podcast.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page there. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I know we got our solid two listeners, maybe three.
Three? Hey, the most important three people in the world.
Absolutely. No, I agree there. But I am good. I almost made a life-changing decision today.
Oh.
Life-changing.
Where's that?
Where's that? What do you mean, where's that? Like, what's the decision?
That?
Okay, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, listeners, did I say where? I said, what is that?
I was watching a Funko Pop stream.
Oh, boy.
As I always do. And a pop flashed up on the screen.
Okay.
It's a very, very pricey pop.
What is it?
It's from the TV show The 100.
Okay.
It's one of them that were produced where there's only 750 of them in creation.
Wow.
So it's a 750 unit release or piece release.
Mm-hmm.
So it came up on the screen, had a slight bit of damage to it.
Oof.
And I thought about it.
All right, so how much did you think about it at? What point were you like, I can do it, and then at what point you were like, not happening?
I mean, I think I was always like, it was not happening, but like I've never had the thought cross my mind for really and truthfully a three-digit pop. Like,
oh,
when I bought,
my gosh.
When I bought Jim Halpert for three digits, three hole punch Jim Halpert, I mean, a part of my soul left my body that day.
Oh.
And so when this one came up and they were like, hey, it's three digits, I had sweat rolling down my back.
Were you bidding at this point? Or had you hit any bids?
No, they put it in like the buy it now. So it was like you buy it at that cost. It was not a negotiation or you don't.
Ooh.
But I thought about it more than I ever have before.
So is it still available?
Yes, from what I know, I didn't get to watch the whole stream. But yeah, when I left, it was still available.
Dude.
I just don't know that I could make that.
Okay, would this complete that collection for the 100?
No.
Okay,
I'm still missing two others plus that one. So three total.
Now, you said there's only 750. On the box, would it say 80 of 750? Or no,
it doesn't have like 80 of. It just says 750. Like there's only 750 pieces.
Okay.
So it does call that part out.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
So almost made a life-changing decision. Didn't. But now I have this like
regret
itch to buy a pop.
To buy a pop?
Any pop.
Well
I mean one I want, not just any.
I have one for sale. $3.
What is it?
The one I bought you.
Bro, that's mine already.
Well, you haven't paid me, so then that's your itch. You'd be like, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to buy that in the future.
I mean, yes, technically that is true.
But
that won't
fulfill the itch?
That won't fulfill the itch. That one's already like mine.
All right, so pause, time out. Listeners, hello, it's Chris. Do we think by next week's episode, Austin bought this pop?
Which pop?
The pop, I don't know the name, the 750 of the 100.
Oh, wow.
I think it's going to be late night. You're going to be get done reffing. You're like, dude, I can't go to sleep. Let me just go see if it's still in the store. I hope it's still there. Oops, bye now.
Now, I will give my two cents. I know the listeners will have their own opinion. I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do that. That'd be
Dude.
wild. Like,
Okay, well, how high in the 3 days? Is it like $150?
nope, more than that.
Under 300?
Nope.
More than $300 for a Funko?
Yep.
You better never buy that Funko.
They want 330 for it.
Don't you dare.
$330. I thought about it.
Do you know how many Big Macs you could buy with that kind of money?
Don't know why that is your go-to.
Double cheesies, what a size you could buy with that money, bro.
I mean, yeah, but like 700, owning something that only potentially 749 other people could own.
I mean, there's so many other things you could get for cheaper. I think you got a one of one son, another one of one son. I mean, you're winning.
You know what? If they cost me more than that $350 pop,
Touche. But,
significantly more.
bro, okay. Think of how many you could complete your office collection with that kind of money.
Yeah, my office collection in total will cost me under $200 to finish.
Do that.
Man, I think it's just the thrill of it. I think it's just the thrill of it.
Had to be, I mean, especially for like the slightly damaged, I'd probably lowball that guy like, 275.
Even that is just like heart
That's still,
palpitations.
oh yeah, 100%.
You know, got sent down my body right there.
I still think by next week's episode, you bought this bad boy.
You think I'm gonna have him?
Yeah, I really do.
No,
Because aren't you reffing a little bit longer this week?
I mean, yeah, I did last week on Sunday.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
yeah, I had a few extra games thrown in there, but
Yeah.
not $330 worth of games.
No. I'm just getting in your mind right now, crawling that little brain of yours, and all I see is this Funko everywhere in here, man.
Oh, here we go. No idea on the old pop-up front, but yeah, that could have been a life-changing decision there. I mean, here's the thing. I could have bought this and then never w and not woken up tomorrow. My wife might have saw that bill and strangled me in my sleep.
Have you told her about this Funko?
Yeah, that was another reason of the talking down. It wasn't just me.
What did you say? Are you crazy?
Yeah, it was let's just say she wasn't like jumping on the hype train of like, you know what? Yeah, go ahead. You know, I come to her with like a $10 pop. I'm like, I don't know. She's like, yeah, like go ahead, like
Hard for
ten
that, babe.
dollars. Yeah, you work all day. Go ahead, get yourself one. Come with this one. She's like, excuse me? You want what? And it costs how much?
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
So that was that's the first Funko store. I got a second one.
Oh, here we go.
This is a good one. This is a great one. So little old, well, the big son always wants to touch my Funkos.
Of course.
The rule in the house is you don't touch daddy's. You do not touch daddy's Funkos. Sorry, you can look with your eyes, but don't touch.
Look with your eyes and not your hands.
You're dang right. You know, a lesson your daughter could learn from my Funko specifically.
My daughter's not used to adults having toys.
Well, she needs to get to because she sleeps in this room with them all watching her. Okay. And so we were at a garage sale, and I bought him his own. I bought him his own
Bet.
cheap. It's a person that he likes in Spider-Man. You know, let him have a little bit of fun. So we were pretty busy on the day we went garage sale, which was Saturday, and so he got his Spider-Man. He carried his Spider-Man everywhere we went, into the stores, to other estate sales. I mean, you thought Spider-Man was the Holy Grail.
So, box or no box? I know you bought it with the box. Does he keep it in the box or is he taking it out?
So we gave it to him with the box. He put it on his nightstand, or he wanted to put it on his dresser while he took a nap that day. And then when he got up from nap, he carried the box around for about an hour, and we were not making him do whatever. And then he asked for it to be taken out, so I took it out. And this one was a little weird, so I guess Spider-Man was flying in the Funko Pop, so it had a pre-built-in stand attached to him, so he was like
Okay.
hovering off the ground. Well, the first thing my son did was just snap it in half. He goes, "Oops." I'm like, "Well, now it ain't gonna stand by itself, son. So you're definitely not a collector." So now he like on when I left the other day, he brought Spider-Man to the window, and he goes, "All right," say he said this. He goes, "All right, say bye to daddy," and then he looks at Spider-Man. He goes, "No, not your daddy, my daddy." So he was like arguing with Spider-Man about whose daddy they were saying goodbye to. So no, he Spider-Man is like his little, I don't know, comfort pal. He walks around with him a lot, talks to him, wants to have him at breakfast, you know.
That's cool. Okay, so he's
It's
still carrying it around. This was what, 4 or 5 days ago now?
4 or 5 days ago, yeah. So yeah, he's still carrying him around, you know, broken, you know, stand broken in half and all. The box he plays with, but not necessarily from like a Funko box perspective. He just like parks his cars in the box. Little Hot Wheels cars. So I'm like, whatever, I don't care at this point. That was his, you know, he could do whatever he wants with it. So we'll see if he ever gets another.
I'll see if he the collection grows.
You know, you got to install that seed early and see if he doesn't ramp it up a little bit. Got to figure out what collection he would want to have anyhow.
Mean, if the little blue truck made a
Ooh,
Funko,
I'd buy it.
got to.
You know, actually, actively as you're doing that, I'm literally googling it. Little blue truck Funko. I don't think
Dude.
so. I feel like I would have seen that, but you never know.
They should make
No.
a Funko movie like they do with the Lego movies. They should do a Funko one.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be pretty cool.
You'd be in the theaters for that one.
I'd be watching. Yeah, they don't have a little blue truck Funko, just so you're aware. That was kind of
Not
cool.
yet. Not yet. They'll get it. They're gonna listen to this pod because, like I said, thousands of new listeners.
And Funko's one of them, obviously.
CEO, head designer, both listening.
Yep.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I heard where you've also almost made a life-changing move.
I did.
You did. At least you texted me you did.
Oh, my new career path.
You texted me. You may have a new career path coming up.
So, this is actually a huge step. And I mean, the more I've thought about it today, the more like it's, I truly think it's needed and I'm
I
really
agree.
good at it. So,
I won't side with that one.
I, because you don't have experience with me being
Ugh,
at,
that's
but
true.
the new job title, Daddy Doula. And you know, you're like, why a daddy doula? My wife is not gonna have you be her doula. I don't want to be your wife's doula, all right? I want to
Fair.
be the daddy's doula.
Yeah, I
All
agree.
dads need love too, right? They need
Amen.
doulas. They're going through it just as much. I mean, not just as much, but as my sales pitch, you're going through it just as much, gentlemen. And a good friend of mine from work, wife's having a baby, and I'm there for him, dude. I'm not
Yeah.
overbearing, like, hey, what's the deal? What's the deal? But he texts me, I'm responding, dude. I'm hitting him up with, bro, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Bro, you are killing it. Your wife's good? Nice. Probably because you're making it happy. Like you're
Boom.
doing this.
Boom.
So I feel I found my calling, bro.
Hey, I got some questions about this daddy's doula business. Like, daddies are doing as much, right? You sleep on those little pull-out couches, those little benches, like you got just as much pain as they're going through.
Yep, and you and some of you little weak daddies need me. You
Agree.
need that guy to tell you, like, dude, you're doing good. Like as I'm laying in my nice king size bed, I'm texting you, you're killing it, dude. Your back's hurting, mine too. I'm carrying your wife and you on my back right now.
Let me ask you this. So I personally had a doula for both children, right? She was fantastic. Would you be willing to commit to getting the daddy's food if they needed food? If
1,000%.
daddy hit you up right now and said, "Hey, I need a number two Whatabeezy cheese and ketchup only," you'd go get it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were in the daddy doula position.
100%. I mean, if you're in the daddy, I'm getting paid enough to where that ain't coming out of my budget. It's kind of coming out of the money you already paid me. But
Sure.
100% 24/7 service.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
I would hire you specifically for that.
here's the daddy doula part. I'm there for the first year, bro. I'm not just like these
Oh.
other wifey doulas, the mommy doulas. They're there for a couple hours for the birth and say, see you later. No, dude, it's a marathon for parenthood, not a sprint. And
Is
so
The first year of life, that's a big commitment. I like that. I like
Huge,
that.
huge. I mean, it not hard, but it's life changing. Like, things are changing. You need someone, because like, I did it for myself and I killed it, dude. I was an
You did.
incredible dad to do it for myself. And so I knew I could do it. And then when this guy, like, kind of, he didn't hire me, he doesn't even know I'm dueling for him. I'm just kind of doing it on the DL.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm slaying right now, dude.
He's just kind of your test. You're getting your feet wet, seeing if you really want to pursue this path.
And dude, I want to. I'm like, I'm gonna start looking for pregnant ladies. Like, yo, where's your husband? I need to talk
Where's
to
your,
him.
listen, let me talk to him. Here's my daddy doula business.
And get his number.
Yeah. You know, I want to take a pause to be transparent to all the ramblers, because I think this is the best part. We're literally sitting here recording actively, and I'm getting a text in a chat that we have with some friends that listen to the podcast, giving pre-scoops of what we're talking about on the podcast. We're so popular, their ears are literally to our door as we're recording,
Dude,
listening to what we're doing.
they're thirsty for the pod, bro.
The
See, he, whoever sent that text, I'm not gonna call him out right now, your wife, my sister. Wait till you listen to the pod. You're gonna be like, yeah, Austin, you need to hire him next time.
See, this is why we came back. The people that want us here and have their ears to our door listening to what's happening live.
It's insane.
You
So
know?
just a shout out to Podcast Talk.
Ooh, amen.
It's live. We do it live, people.
We do it live. And I'm still on the daddy doula. I think that's a great thing. So you're right now getting up in the middle of the night, sending texts, answering phone calls for a work buddy.
100%.
Dang, that's
I mean,
commitment.
we're past work buddies now. Daddy Doula's life buddies.
Daddy doula is life buddy. Is that your tagline? That's a good tagline.
I think so, dude. I like literally, it's just all like working out perfectly right now.
It's just
I
falling
just
into
need
place.
more dudes who've knocked up their wives,
Boom. You just gotta find them. They exist.
dude. So, I'm willing to just to get some, like, what is it? Experience under my belt. You, my sister, make another baby. I'll do it for free for you. Do it for free. And I'm not just local. I go wherever I need to.
But obviously on the customer's dime.
Now, the first year of life, that's all remote work. The
Perfect,
birthing
makes sense.
experience, you put me up at a, I don't know, a Gaylord,
Perfect.
what a BZ gift card, I'm there for you.
I mean, I feel like you're asking for low standards there, realistically.
Very low. Very, I mean, I could have
You
gone
know?
like higher end.
Yeah, for sure. Higher than the Gaylord. I mean, Whataburger definitely. You could have gone higher end, but maybe a different burger. But
So no, dude, I
wow.
mean, I've never felt called to a career like this one. I'm
Yeah.
really feeling called to it.
Let me see if you've done any type of, research. Do you have to have like a doula certification?
If I do, I'll make my own.
Okay, you do
Ooh,
not need a
ooh.
doula certification.
You don't, but because, see, this is such a good thing. All right, hear me out. This is such a good thing. People are going to want to do this. They're like, oh, that's easy. You don't need a certificate. You do need a daddy doula certificate, and you can only be certified by Chris Fanning. So you have to pay me to learn how to do it and be certified.
Wow. See that? Okay. So you're building out not only a daddy doula job, you're building out a how
School.
to be a doula daddy certification program.
Yeah.
How long is the program?
I haven't decided. Probably 2 years.
Two. Wow.
I mean, it's not easy work, bro. It's you. You don't learn this just now. I mean, I did because it's kind of my thing, but
Daddy doula,
I
of
love
course.
you, but you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it without my training.
There's not much I could do without your training.
So true.
The only reason I have as many Funko Pops as I do is your training.
Yeah. Can we talk about that?
You sure?
I love bringing up. I was the one who got you on these Funkos. If it wasn't for me, the one you threw away.
Hey, Chris's wife. This conversation is going to be directly related to you at this exact moment. The conversation that I love to bring up when it relates to Funkos is how I bought Christopher a pop head, and then he decided to sell it back to me for more money. So I gave him it as a gift, and he did, instead of when he was ready to get rid of it, he didn't just give it back. He decided that it was going to cost me 10 extra dollars. So that conversation for me is the exact same conversation for you that I threw away the first pop head you bought me.
Maybe we need to just shake hands on it. Those cancel each other out.
Those two are the old, like the biggest stories talked about in like our Funko conversations ever. Always.
It's like we'll talk about something Funko, and it's always like we bring it back to one of those.
Yeah, always circle full circle back to one of those two stories, you know? So, yeah, maybe we should just kind of check those off the list as those are
Done.
done for now.
Done.
Those are probably good to move past. I think we've accomplished everything we need in that.
Yeah. They're done. They're gone.
So,
Last plug,
man.
Daddy Doula. You know someone who's pregnant, have their husband call me.
Are you going to plug your phone number?
No, they know who to reach out to. I know we only have like 2.5 listeners right now, but somehow the one episode where I put out my social and my number, million listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, we, I think you could have some good candidates here for
I
Daddy
do.
Doulas real soon.
I think
I know you
so.
got your trial run going on right now, but
Again, killing it.
I'm thinking real soon you could have some good people ready.
Oh, 100%. I'm literally checking my phone now. All right. No, no word yet. If I have to end the pod here, if it's short this week, it's on me because my job is calling.
Job was calling. Wow. How long has the daddy dueling been occurring for you so far? Just to know how much experience you have under your belt. Right, we're trying to sell you as a product
Except
here.
9 months. Actually,
Wow.
longer because I kind of sold like I'm like also a salesman for fatherhood. So yeah, we'll say, I mean, but the daddy dueling part, I'd say about 9 months for sure.
Okay. Wow. Wow. So there's a pre-birth package, not just the in-labor package.
There's three packages or four packages. There's the, well, there's, yeah, four packages and then a sales pitch. Like if you like want me to sell to your husband, fatherhood rocks, done. If you want me to sell to him, it stinks. It's a little bit more expensive because I got to make up a bunch of lies. I'm not good at that. Wink, wink. I'll do it. But four packages are there's a whole kit and caboodle from the day we find out till a year after. Or there's
We
just,
find out. We. I love the we.
or there's just the birthing stage. You call me up, do that. Or I even do just the first year.
Wow. You're not even there for the birth. You're just there for the first year.
Yep. Those are my four packages. I mean, like I said again, it's a lifelong friendship after that, though, man.
Yeah. You step out of the daddy doula life and into the friendship world.
Yeah, we're just daddies together at that point.
Yeah. And you know, you just have a heart of gold for this work, Christopher.
I do, man. It's amazing.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh.
I wouldn't. So I know you made your nice little comments on the title of our last podcast that I'm a track star and that I can also read. I wanted to go ahead and update the listeners
Yes,
on.
reading update. He's holding the book. Here we go.
Holding the book to the camera, as we can see. I'm supposed to read 8 chapters, which it does consist of 104 pages. I have read exactly 0 pages since the last time we talked about this.
See, I was waiting for you to be like, I've read one chapter. I was gonna be like, how many times did you restart? So you haven't read anything.
Yeah, me opening the book to like fan through the pages as we were on camera was the first time this has been creased since we last talked.
The amount of dust that came out of it was insane.
Yeah, so I am a reader, just not really.
So are we
You
gonna say
know?
this is a phase?
No, definitely not a phase. I'm only reading because I'm being told to read.
But you're
I know how to
bragging about
read.
being a reader.
Yeah, well, I almost read a book. I almost completed a book. That was exciting for me. It's not something that happens very often. You know, it's kind of, you know. I smiled a lot as I was
Many books
almost
you've
finishing
read?
the book.
Seven Harry Potters.
Yeah, I mean, mostly my dad read to me growing up. I know how to read and comprehend, I just choose not to. There's always a lot going on up here in the old head.
Oh my gosh.
It just, I don't know. I gotta finish it by the 23rd of this month. So I'll have 8 chapters read by the 23rd of this month.
Wow.
It may be like an all-nighter on the
So
22nd.
2 weeks from tomorrow, 14
2 weeks from,
days.
yeah, 14 days from tomorrow, I gotta have 104, 106 pages read. I'm gonna get it done.
You're gonna spark note
I probably that as well, once I've read
it.
it all, or at least skimmed it. You gotta be ready. You gotta always be on your toes. That's what I think it is.
So we'll follow up next week and the week after to know if you have, how much progress you've made.
Like I said, I'm gonna hopefully have it done.
Oh
I'm pretty hopeful that my reading progress will pick up because I need to read it because I got to talk about it with other adults, so they are
yeah,
gonna know.
that's the tough part because they're gonna snip you out pretty quickly on if you write it or not.
I don't know. I went to one of the guys' houses today for Bible study, and he asked me if I had started it, and I said yes, I have by definition. I read the first 5 chapters. I have. Could I tell you what they're about? Mostly not, but some yes. And he hasn't started it yet. He's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna start it the week we meet." So he's gonna try and read it in like 3 days as a non-reader, just like myself.
Oh, that's absurd. That's absurd.
So we'll see who does it better. Who wears the better hat? I don't know.
So basically, it's the kind of thing of you don't have to be the fastest guy in the room, just gotta be faster than that guy. You don't have to know the chapters the most as long as you know more than him.
I just need to know more than one person in that room.
That's all that matters.
And I'm hoping it's
Okay,
my
so
pastor.
we got our bar. Daddy Book Doula, here I am.
Okay,
Ready for my services? I just added another package to my playbook, dude.
a book doula. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. I didn't subscribe to this package, just so we're clear. This is not a package I
Most people
chose.
haven't yet. The people who I'm using have not
Have
subscribed.
not subscribed. They're just there at this point. Got it. Okay. I am with you. All right. So those are my updates. I think that's all I got from my side. Christopher, what do you got going on in your life? You're good, you're okay, you're fine. You start us off on a sour note, and then you come back with a career change. What do you
Career
got
change.
after a career change?
After a career change, I'd Oh, okay. I got a good funny story. So we have these neighbors next door that they have like two daughters, no clue their ages, probably middle schoolish, elementary school, and then a son who's like four. And ever since we moved in, they've wanted to play with our daughter, like this whole time. And she's always says, I want to go play with the neighbors. We're like, okay. So I go to the end of the garage. I stand there, I say hi. They say hi, neighbor. I'm like, what's up? And then I'm like, hey, daughter, communicate. And she says, no. And she walks off. So I'm like, okay. So I walked off. I'm going on forever. Well, then this past weekend, Granny said, I'm going to go play with them. I said, you're going to go by yourself. So I followed her. She said hi. Neighbor boy came over. They started talking as much as a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old can. They're doing their thing. And this poor boy, he runs back to his house, gets this little, have you ever seen Castaway? Tom
Yeah,
Hanks. So
yeah,
you know the ball Wilson, the volleyball?
yeah.
So they make like a little, basically like a size one soccer ball, a little mini volleyball with that. So he gives it to Margo. He's like, here, neighbor. Oh, blah. Oh, he's gonna kill me.
I don't think you call such attention to it. If you just went past it, I literally did it in last week's episode and I just kept going. No one called me out on it.
I'm so dead. If only I knew how to edit, I would edit it out, but I don't know how.
You're now being such a bad daddy doula podcaster. You're ruining all the secrets.
Can we just start over? I'm just kidding.
From
I'm
the
just kidding.
beginning. Oh,
So,
gosh.
the little girl that we have living here, he gave her the ball, right? And she's like, cool, thanks. And she's like, held on to it. Then they're like trying to play, and we have like the little cozy coop, right?
Yeah.
And we have it in the garage, just parked, and he like so badly wants to play with it. He wants to get in it, but the way we put it in the garage is because like sometimes our daughter will just try and jump in it when we're trying to leave. So we have it to where the door is blocked up against my toolbox.
Yep.
So he's like touching the
Hold
steering
on.
wheel.
Pause. Your wife's toolbox. Continue.
Right, my wife's toolbox. He's like trying so hard to play it. He's like touching the horn, the key, kind of like he's like, here's what I would look like if I was driving it, vroom, like standing there. And I was like, okay, like he so badly wants to get into it. So then he touches the horn again, and Margo looks, ah, my gosh, dude.
You gotta get it together. Worst part is just like you didn't tell me this story. Like we tell most of our stories on the phone in the morning and preface, and we get the names out of the way, we get the stories out of the way. So when we get on this, it doesn't happen. And now you didn't tell me the story, so you're just saying the name like we're talking.
This story, I killed the story also. So this is a terrible podcast. Oh my
This may be our most viewed podcast purely because we're idiots.
God. He touches the horn again, and my daughter looks him dead in the face, said, "Stop touching my car."
Oh
And
my
she looked at me and said, "Daddy, tell him stop touching my car." I was like, "Hey, dude, sorry, she doesn't want you to play with her car." He looked her straight in the face and said, "But I gave you my ball. I did a good thing, so you have to do a good thing back." I was like, "That's kind of not how it works, dude." Like, that's in a dream world, yes, but that's not how it works.
That's oh
He was crushed, and he's like, "I gave you my ball, Mark, the daughter I have." Oh my gosh.
I'm literally in tears at this point. Oh my goodness gracious.
My daughter straight up takes his ball and throws it back into his yard.
Done with it.
Walks out of the garage, throws it, is like, "I don't have your ball anymore."
So get off my car,
Yeah.
whoever you might be.
That was like the highlight of my weekend, was she was so like firm and like, "You're not touching my car." And then he's all like, "I'll let you borrow my ball." She's like, I didn't ask for it. I don't want it."
She's
And
like,
just
yeah,
threw it.
that's your problem. You know, nobody asked for that nonsense. Wow. I mean, honestly, I don't even know where I'm gonna go from that point, Christopher.
Know where we can go.
I have so many questions and so many crazy theories at this point. Just confirming, this is Peanut Butter Boy, correct?
Yes.
And for those listeners that don't know Peanut Butter Boy, we were down there a couple weeks ago and we were leaving. My wife and I were leaving, and there's a peanut butter jar tipped over with a knife in it just laying on their driveway. And you know, this kid's been double dipping and scooping out of that peanut butter. I think this is no joke, and I don't know this for sure, but like just looking outside in, because it was 2 days in a row that it was that same peanut butter jar. It was brought in at one point and then brought back out the next day, which is weird. Probably the same knife. I'm wondering, like, you think, you know, back in the old days, you hear, at least I hear, that parents used to be like, all right, go play outside and shut the door and lock it, right? Like, you got to be outside for an hour. I wonder if these kids just get kicked outside, like, here's your peanut butter, go on.
I would think so.
Just
These
like, go
kids are
play.
always outside.
Yeah,
And
and you tell me he's been naked running around.
that peanut butter jar sat there till about 3 days ago.
That's disgusting.
Somebody ended up putting a lid on it and just sat in the driveway.
Wow.
Yeah, for over a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a pleasant thing.
No, so yeah, these kids run our street for sure.
Yeah. I mean, not really. We know who runs your street. Says, don't touch my car. Here's your ball back.
Yeah. No, she's yeah, she is the dude. I get yelled at for parking in the grass and I get told to go move my truck.
Yeah. We know who runs your household, and it ain't you.
It's absurd.
You know, you may be the money maker and the daddy doula and the guy with all the ideas, but you just a yes man for somebody else.
Exactly, dude. It's insane. I am full of great ideas, though.
You are. You have lots of great ideas.
Remember Southern Comfort, the food truck
I
from
do.
episode one?
I do.
It's still a pipe dream.
Still a pipe dream that you're not doing.
Not yet. I'm really thinking though. Really thinking about doing a food truck.
Where are you gonna get the money for this? Off of
Daddy
Daddy
Doula.
Doula's?
Yeah. Then
I should have known.
you gotta have one be successful to pay for the next one.
Yeah.
I feel like Daddy Doula is the least amount of money out of the pocket to start, so I just need some clientele.
That's true. Just need to have a success story so they can do word of mouth to other
And
daddies.
basically, I'm doing what's that word that lawyers do? Pro bono.
Pro
That's what I'm doing
bono.
right now for my boy from work. And then, like I said, dude, if you're a real supporter of it, of the movement, if you're a supporter of the movement, you guys need number three.
The full package.
You guys need, no, I'm saying you and my sister need to have number three, so you can show
Oh.
your support, and I can
Oh
show
no,
you how to doula it up.
we aren't supporting there. Child number two for us ain't sleeping through the night, so we are
Well, you're still in the first year, half off. I'm there for you. What do you
half off.
need?
You gonna come rock him to bed? You come
Ooh.
rock him to bed, I'll pay half your price. Every
Done.
single night till he's a year.
Done.
You could not even make it. You would not even make it for bedtime, bro.
Oh no, we'd have to move in for the next 6 months. I'm not saying we're not gonna go through some struggles here, my guy.
Gonna live together.
Every startup, think about it, starting a garage. So why can't the daddy doula life, me and your baby, go sit in the garage? I rock them all night.
Oh, goodness.
Think about that success story, dude. 10 years from now, actually, really, this is gonna blow up so quickly. 4 years from now, Netflix is gonna have a documentary on it.
Wow.
Yeah,
Who would
I've already.
you have play you
Oh
in
no,
said
I wouldn't get into
documentary?
acting as well, so I would do myself.
Perfect.
I think I
Perfect.
could direct it too.
I think I would do Ryan Gosling for myself.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling would be a good candidate for me, but I think I could do it the best.
You think you could? Yeah,
And that'd be
obviously.
actually good. Do Ryan Gosling for you. I'll act beside him.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, yo, dude, you and Eva are planning any kids? Daddy Doula.
Sell yourself to Ryan Gosling. Isn't he
And
married?
they have to.
Isn't he married with kids already?
That's what I'm saying. Eva's his wife. If they want to have a third kid, hello, call me.
You have
I'm not. I'm
so
not just
many
for.
dreams.
I'm not just for first time dads. Daddy doulas are for all the dads.
For all levels of dadding,
100%.
from the smallest to the biggest.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I do want to call out on a public stage that this year was a very hard year to be an Astros fan.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it, though. It was a disappointment. Verlander's a bum, a joke, a waste.
Well, he didn't do anything in playoffs. That didn't
He
matter.
didn't do anything all season.
Well, that's true as well, but so that was hurtful. I had to. I have a playoff jersey. I only wear it for playoffs. Hasn't failed us yet.
It
Boy,
failed
did
us
it
this
fail us
year.
this time.
Did it fail us this year? It
So I had
failed
to
us
hang
game
that.
one. Game
Yeah,
one, it failed us. It wasn't
had to
like
hang that one back up in the closet. That was rough.
maybe you need to wear it a little bit more this year.
I think I'm gonna have to for 2025 season.
Least get your money's worth.
Yeah, get a few wears. Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. Wife wore it to a game live when we went to the Rangers and
Oh.
Astros game. The Astros won. The Astros spanked. But
Maybe she should have been wearing it.
honestly. But then you gotta worry about like, is she gonna spill something on it? Is she gonna sweat too much? It's not a jersey you want to be washing all the time. You always gotta worry about that.
Work too much.
If
Oh,
she got one bead of sweat rolling down it, I'm outie. Outie like a belly button. I want nothing to do with
Oh,
it anymore.
while we're on sports talk, are you guys coming down August 30th of next year?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, U of H and SFA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We going to the
We
game?
have planned on it. We texted your parents, yes.
You
It'll be
didn't
a whole
text me?
thing. Bro, you didn't graduate. You graduated from U of H downtown. Yes, I did clap.
Yeah, but I wear more SFA gear than you do.
That's probably true at this point in time in our life.
I have no dog in the fight. Same with SFA Sam Houston. But I went, dude. I was the life of the party.
Yeah, I mean, we are definitely for sure coming down. When we saw the announcement, we are for sure coming down.
Okay, I'm going to the game.
Us too.
I was going to invite you to the game, but it sounds like you already have plans to go.
Yeah, we're going to the game for surezies.
Okay.
Are you bringing your child and or children?
I would be both for sure.
Both?
I
I mean,
mean,
our plans would be both.
I don't know how it works. Do they both get in free or just a certain age?
Probably just, it depends for each like stadium, but it's probably just the youngers.
Okay. I'll look into it. I mean, either way, I mean, I can't imagine the ticket being that expensive. I think it'd be fun. And then, like, our oldest ones would be what, 3.5 pretty much at
Yeah.
that point.
Yeah.
And
No,
then,
we plan on
yeah.
going for surezies.
Yeah. I would be, yours would be about 1.5. I'd be 2. Yeah. I think that'd be worth it for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we have talked about it. The minute we saw it, we were like, yep, that's what we're gonna do next
That'd
year.
be fun, dude.
Yeah.
Watch
It's
the
gonna be a good
purple
old
lose,
time.
baby.
Purple's gonna slaughter U of H as nothing.
No chance, bro. Even though they are nothing, they're boo-boo this year. U of H, SFA saying nothing.
I don't know. We got that UT money now. You know, Arch may come play for us for a week.
That's true. That's true.
Send Arch on over, baby. You know, a little transfer portal action.
He'll come for one game and transfer right back.
Absolutely, you know. Gotta lift and shift. Yeah. So, no, sports wise, that's where we are planning on coming down, keeping up to date on all that.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Okay. I think it's
Why?
their first game of the season.
Really? I mean, it's early. I mean, it wouldn't shock me. It's
And
probably one of those ones where U of H pays millions of dollars for SFA to come play, so they think they can stomp
normally they go do that at the other team's stadium, right?
It depends. I've seen
Both.
both.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen both. Like, I can't imagine, as an example, Alabama traveling to that much smaller of a school.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I
I
mean,
mean, it's
Michigan did
possible, I
with
guess.
Appalachian State in what, like
Yeah.
2012.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Ago.
Do what?
Ago.
Oh, a decade ago. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world to think we're in 2024 now.
Almost 2025.
Soon to be 2025. What do you got? What's your resolutions for 2025? What you feeling?
How was I about to ask you the same question, dude?
Daddy doulas just know each other.
I was about to say we're so in sync. Can you imagine me being your doula, brother? It'd be
Bro,
insane.
be wild.
New Year's resolutions, I don't have any.
You're not feeling anything?
No, I'm not doing it anymore.
What about a beard shave?
I've contemplated it. I'd love to do it. I would love to. I want to go down to just a mustache.
I think you should.
The wife will not let me, but I
Well,
don't know, man. I think,
she don't control the hair.
I mean, I think, like, honestly, if I go just mustache, nice thick mustache, and then 5 o'clock shadow, that would look so sick.
Little curl on the end with a handlebar.
Get a little handlebars, dude.
Dude, I
That
think you
would,
look sick nasty.
I think so too, dude.
I think you look so good.
So I think I just need to do it. Or next time y'all are in town, accidentally shave my face. I'm like, oh man, I gotta do the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. You
Do
know,
you
just
have any New
think,
Year's
act like you had a
resolutions?
patch. New Year's resolution. So I was thinking, 2025 is going to be the year. I am for sure going to complete the Office Funko Pop set. Thinking 2025 is bound to be the year. Bound to be the year. I think that's my my biggest resolution is complete The Office and start on. I don't have I announced what my next set is? What my
Harry Potter.
Well, I know to you I have personally. I meant
Oh
to the Ramblers, Christopher. Yes. You know more things than the Ramblers know, so
my
yes.
bad. For a minute, forgot we were doing this. I was like, what do you mean? Have you told me? Duh.
Like obviously we talk every day. Yeah, yes, I know you are
Bad,
aware.
bad radio, bad radio. No. So what's the next one you're gonna do? I have no idea.
So I'm thinking after I complete The Office, my next big collection is going to become Harry Potter. I
Whoa.
know, dude. Cri epiphany there.
Would never have expected that to be your next one.
Epiphany. So yeah, I think I'm gonna focus on the old Harry Potter. I did get. I don't know. I don't think I called this out on the last episode. Based on your recommendation, I did get one from the Fast and Furious series.
You did. You told us Jacob last week.
Yeah. Okay. I did tell you. Okay. Yeah. I got
Have
me
you
a.
gotten any in the mail?
I did, yeah.
And it's mint.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good. Like, no real crazy, ness. The last one, so this was purchased off of Woot. We are not sponsored. Though Woot, we are looking for some sponsors. We can throw in some ad
We
breaks for
are.
you.
We are.
This pop was in really good condition, but it was a 6-inch pop, a normal size one. The big one that I got of like Ron, Harry, Hagrid, and Hermione in Hagrid's hut, did have some small damage, but it's a massive pop as well,
Box.
so.
Yeah.
It's a little harder to have that judgment,
Now, how many office ones do you have left to collect? Under 10 or over 10?
Under 10. I think it's like 8.
Harry Potter, are you looking at another 100 you need or like 30?
Oh no, a lot.
Really?
A lot.
Okay.
And some more on the pricier side. I don't believe I've seen one come up greater than $100 as I've kind of looked around. I haven't looked at all of them. I'm sure
Yeah.
there's more, secluded ones that I don't see. But there are still some more expensive ones that are out there.
Okay.
Yeah, and with the passing of the true actress, don't know her real name, Maggie, I believe is her first name, McGonagall. Her pop has shot up in price. Just like Black Panthers did for a while when
Chadwick.
Chadwick died. Yep, Chadwick Boseman passed away. So, it's kind of those ebbs and flows of things. So, you always, well, not me, but a lot of people try and predict who's passing away to get their pops. So when they do hike up in price, that people will buy them.
That's absurd.
It's an interesting thought,
Yeah.
Have you started your Harry Potter rewatch?
No, I have not. I went through like a bunch of movies this week, but I have not started the Harry Potter rewatch yet.
Me either.
I don't know when I'm going to start it.
Wasn't the wife doing a watch through with you?
We've talked about it.
And that's as far as it's gotten.
Well, we started the watch through last year, and
Yeah.
then our son was born, so we didn't get back to it. So we need to start again this year. She said she's interested in watching it. So
Fair. Fair.
if we
There.
do that, we would need to start now to finish by 2028.
Perfect for 8 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be quicker to read the books at that point.
It just might be.
It might be quicker to read the books. I'm not gonna lie to you. The way you guys move through movies and
Ooh,
not
not
you
oh, we
specifically.
as a group,
Yeah.
me as an individual, I'm like an Olympic movie watcher.
Honestly, you've got to be one of like the top 5 movie watchers in the world.
Dude, you'd be shocked at like compared to, I don't know, a muggle like you, yeah, I've destroyed you in movie watching, but like actual movie watchers, dude, I'm like so far behind.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
Are you going for a specific goal or just watching to watch?
oh, I'm just watching to watch.
Yikes.
I mean, there's not like a goal of to see this many movies in a year or this many in my life kind of thing. Just I enjoy watching them, so I'm just trying to watch whenever I can, watch a movie a night or something.
Whatever you're feeling, okay.
Yeah, like I, it this it's hard, but I try to watch as many yearly movies as possible. Like there's a bunch of older movies I want to watch, but it's like when something comes on streaming from the year we're in, I try watching that one immediately. Like I'll put it over anything else I'm watching, just
Sure.
so I can keep up with, because I want to watch the Oscars next year, and I don't want to watch it like just to watch it. I want to like have like a dog in each fight.
Oh, so you can pick best actor and total motion picture and whatever.
Yeah, and like try and not predict it, but like have my picks and see how I do.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, just to show that I'm better than the Academy.
Chris, do you need to show that? Everybody knows that.
I know they know, but I just like to show it to myself.
Yeah, no. I mean, who wouldn't? Let's be honest with ourselves here.
That's what I'm saying.
You know? Dang. Okay, so you're just watching to watch. No TV shows, obviously.
Now, right now, I recently watched one, but I'm not trying to start any new ones right now.
Fair. Okay. Also, I want to talk about the movie trailer that you sent yesterday or a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So it's called Juror Number Two, right?
Juror number two, yes.
And is it coming out on streaming? Do you know? I know I'm talking to my movie guru here.
It was going to be theaters first. If it's, I'm expecting it to be super successful just from the trailer. So it will come to streaming, but we probably want to get it till February or March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have not seen the trailer, once again, not sponsored. We are looking for sponsors, though, any movie companies.
Yes.
Juror Number
Yes.
Two looks fantastic.
It looks incredible. Clint Eastwood's last, he said his last movie, he's director of it, so it's his
Yeah,
last
we'll see.
movie. I mean, you watched the trailer though, right?
I have not. My wife just told me the story, and from the story of what she told me, sounds immaculate. I don't even need to see it to know it.
Yeah, it sounds incredible. For those of you who don't know, quick little spark note of the trailer. This guy is selected for jury duty, and as the case is going, he's realizing in the trial is a woman was killed, and her boyfriend is the one who's on trial for it. This juror number two starts realizing he was at the same bar as them that night. That night he hit something in the middle of the night, got out of his car, there's blood everywhere, he didn't see anything, he assumed it was a deer. Now from reliving through the pictures and what everybody's saying, he's thinking maybe it was him and not the boyfriend. And he's a juror, so is he going to convict a wrongful person? Is he going to find out if it's him? I mean, it looks insane.
Could go a variety of different ways
Yeah, variety of different ways for sure.
with some big twists. So looking forward to that.
Yes, yeah, that's the movie. Like I said, it comes out this year, but I'm like, that's like my 2025 right now most anticipated movie to see,
Yeah, I'm
because
looking
that's
forward
when
to
I
it.
would be able to see it.
Yeah. You can always go pay for a movie ticket.
Yeah, I could, but I'm cool just waiting.
You're like, I can watch from my own couch with my own snacks.
Literally, the last movie I saw in theaters was Endgame.
Really?
Yeah.
That has been a long time.
And even that one, I like, it was more my wife's like, hey, we should go see that one, and we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a theater guy, huh?
No, like I love the idea of like watching something with the sound that big. I just don't like sitting next to people that long for a movie.
You're not talking to them.
I would rather be in a room for 3 hours talking to strangers than just sitting next to them.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just it's too weird to me.
That's a interesting topic because you're physically just sitting there.
I know. I know.
No conversation, no eye contact, no hand holding, hopefully, nothing.
That's the loop. Like I said, I talking to new different people, new people in random rooms, that's cool with me. It's the sitting there with strangers is weird to me.
Okay. Hey, no shame. No shame in the game, man. I
It's like
know.
it's the same with the sporting event. It's better to watch at your own house.
I agree on a sporting event just because trying to keep attention of everyone in the party is hard.
Yeah.
And then if you're talking, you're not watching, and you need to be yelling at your fantasy players to make sure that they get the right amount of points.
Exactly.
You
Exactly.
know? So, fantasy, is a big part of our life.
And ain't looking too good this year. Well, one league's fine. One league's really good, actually. But we always do really good until the end, so who knows? And the other league is just we rebuild. We're starting fresh.
Yeah, we've already thrown that one out the window.
So we're just building to next year.
That is true. That is true. Trying to think if
Have you started three body problems?
I have not. So I have, or I'm wrapping up this season of Outer Banks.
Oh, thoughts?
It's fine. I think there's going to be a twist here soon. I don't want to spoil it because, new season's going to come out. I don't know anything that happens in the new season of four or anything, but
Oh, okay. You're still on three. Four
I'm
has
still
not
on
come out yet.
three. Four is coming out, I
Oh.
think, Wednesday, or it's real soon.
Okay.
But I think there's going to be a big twist coming, unless they're going to answer it here shortly. So it's fine. It's not as good as season one at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just trying to drag it on a little bit,
Yeah.
which unfortunately happens to a lot of TV shows. And then I want to get into Three Bodies Problem because that was very anticipated. I haven't heard a lot of anything. Like the show came out, it was so hyped, and then there was just like silence on it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was positive or negative, but I'm very interested, and my goal is to watch it here very soon.
I mean, it looks like it got renewed for a second or two more seasons
Oh,
two and
wow.
three. So, I mean, if they did that, that's got to be pretty good.
It's got to be, yeah, definitely decent to some capacity.
Yeah.
You
It's like,
know?
I don't know. These streaming companies pour, like, what's it called? Squid Games?
Yep.
Like, why are we making more seasons of that?
Kind of weird.
Like, put your money elsewhere.
Kind of weird, because, like, what are they going to do with that story after the where they ended it?
They're doing a season this year and next year. They're doing two more seasons of it.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
I just don't know where you go with that style of.
And
Like, it
it's
was a fantastic season one.
100%, and it's like the same character, the same main guy goes back and does the Squid Games. It's like, why?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just I don't envision myself watching it. Unless
I mean,
like
I'll
people are
probably give
like
it a shot.
raving about it. I'll watch it again, but I mean, the first season was so solid. Leave it as a one season thing and be done with
Yeah,
it.
and be done, right off into the sunset as you're happy.
I mean, you can make like a prequel to the first one, like make it the first Squid Game kind of thing. Not this, we're doing another game after this guy already won.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Going off TV show and movie recommendations are always hard though, because such a diverse world out there in those things, and they're all unfortunately greedy.
Oh, 1,000%.
They don't end when they should. Like you think about arguably, in my opinion, one of the best cinematic TV shows that's ever taken place, right? In Breaking Bad, ended in a really good spot.
Any perfectly.
It was a good amount of seasons. It covered the story completely, and both the main characters, Bryan Cranston, I can't think of the Aaron Paul, I think,
Yep.
are very clear, like, I'm never reprising that role.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse or Aaron did for the El Camino thing.
Sure.
It was like a movie thing, and then like if you still want that world to live on, you make a show like Better Call Saul.
Correct. L living
Great
in a different
show, but
character. Yep.
they didn't drag on for two or three extra seasons just 'cause. It was
Yep.
perfect ending.
Yep. No, they did really well there. That's probably like my best example of TV shows that ended in the right spot. Like more newer TV shows, right?
Yeah, oh
Like
yeah.
not thinking back to old school. Boy Meets World ended in the right spot. Honestly, should have ended at the end of high school. Didn't need to go to college, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
agreed. I mean, so yeah, like I don't know, like 'cause Burn Notice drug on.
Drug on way too long.
White Collar probably ended roughly in the right spot. I think they probably went on one season too many.
Yeah, thinking about it, I think it was probably, yeah, one season. Suits was three seasons too long.
Yeah. Psych was 3 seasons too long.
Significantly too long, and four movies too long, or however many movies there are.
Yeah. I think what other shows?
I noticed we have a USA trend going on right now.
I know, right?
I mean,
Royal
and
Pains, never a good show.
never saw it. You know, like NCIS still isn't dead. You know, that
Yeah,
show's
like the
still.
SVUs, Law and Orders, all that. How are those still on TV?
I know. I know. I
Grey's
never.
Anatomy. Why are we still watching that, people?
Honestly, Criminal Minds, that's gone on for way too long.
It's absurd. Like, when the main cast is gone and you're bringing new people, like, end it. End it.
You know, it's too much. They need to put us in the writer's room.
Yeah, I
You know,
mean,
really
we
get
could
us
write some good
involved.
stuff.
You know, and if I can't write good stuff, I could tell you what's bad stuff.
Agreed.
Yeah, I could
100%.
definitely do that.
100%.
No watcher's gonna want to see that. Cut it out.
So would you say Breaking Bad, best show ever?
Oh. I mean, so what is my criteria for best show ever?
I mean,
That's the hard part. Like, is it the show that makes me smile the most when I watch it? No. Is it the show that I think is the most complete story without dragging on too long? Absolutely.
okay.
You know, like my favorite show of all time, right? Still is, has been for a long time, is Graceland. Right? Like back in the day, I think it's season two, maybe season whatever. Yeah, I think it's season two. They should have ended the show,
Okay.
but they pushed it on for a third one. And like once again, that's still my favorite show. I still love the show. I don't like season three at all, but like I love the show.
Yeah.
So like it's hard to beat that. I just love the acting in it. Speaking of that, Briggs is going to be in a new TV show that's going to be on the air. What's his real name? I don't even re know his real
Oh,
name.
really?
Yeah, it's something about she's like a janitor, but she has like 160 IQ or something.
Oh.
And so she's like mopping the floor and like help solve cases in the background. Super weird.
That's interesting. Okay.
I was trying to see what it's called, but I don't know. Let me see. His name is Daniel Sunjata. That's Eric Briggs's real name, like in real life. Didn't know that. High Potential is what it's called.
High potential. That's going to be streaming show or a like a
It's on ABC.
network. Okay.
Yeah, so a network. Let
Network
me see.
television, baby.
Yeah, it follows. I'll read you the synopsis. It says it follows Morgan, a single mom of three kids, and how, thanks to her exceptional mind, she's able to help solve crimes as she rearranges evidence during her shift as a cleaner of the police department.
Oh, okay.
So, don't know anything about it. I probably will not watch it at all, but that's his new show. So, without knowing the criteria, going back, without knowing the criteria of how you define the greatest show of all time, I think I could tentatively say yes.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the most complete show.
Yeah.
I think it checks more boxes of yes
Then
than
no.
no.
Agreed.
You know,
Agreed.
while other boxes, I'm like, well, this is very obvious. Like, The Walking Dead, I think, is a phenomenal show for the first couple seasons, and then it just drags on.
That should have been, and all the spin-offs of that is ridiculous.
You know, like it was one, it was done. The actors were phenomenal. They did great. Like, you know, Game of Thrones, I think first five seasons, four seasons comes into like could be perfect. And then you add another four seasons on there of like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I even
You
think
know?
like six was good, seven, but eight, they ruined it because they rushed it.
Well,
It wasn't even being drug on. It was like coming to an end. The writers just rushed it.
correct, because they wanted to move on to their next project.
And yeah, that's what hurt it.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, like I watch a lot of videos because I don't read books, we all know that, but of comparisons of like how the books read of Game of Thrones versus how the TV show portrayed the game, like the Game of Thrones world, and how the differences are and what the differences are. And so like obviously that leaves somewhat of a bad taste in your mouth as you think about these things, but like That's part of the issue is I get into like five and six of some things that occur that were not written that way for the book purpose,
Yeah.
ended up differently in the TV show purpose,
See,
which have larger meanings.
I'm okay with diverting from the book.
But I mean, I think it depends on the meaning, right? You're completely flipping people's characters based on this specific example. So
Yeah.
here's the example, and I won't use any harsh language. So in when Joffrey dies, right, and Cersei's in the Citadel, like mourning Joffrey, Jaime comes in, and we all know that that's their child, their oldest child at that time, right? Jaime and Cersei, and Jaime forces himself upon Cersei. So basically, like unconsensual lovemaking that occurs. And so that's how the TV show portrays it. Well, if you read the books, supposedly it portrays it as it was consensual and it was like they're mourning their child together versus Jaime, who loves Cersei more than anything and would do anything to protect her or the children, right, is forcibly putting himself on it. So it just like changes the character and who he is
Yeah.
from who he's been the whole TV show.
Yeah.
So I just, those things are just like leave, bad taste. Then you got to think about, change the topic, Money Heist, complete show. I think they could have ended it after the first heist. Love the show to death, though.
First heist, yeah. I feel like, because it was what, five seasons?
It was
But the
two,
first
two, and
two
one.
seasons were the first heist?
Correct.
So, it was how many heists total? Three?
Think there's three, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like second heist was decent. I'm trying to remember. That was the other bank. Yeah, I mean,
Where they're printing money is the first one.
yeah. I'm also mixing up with Berlin. Oh no, I know which one it is. Okay. Yeah, I think they could have stopped after season one or the first
The first
heist.
heist. I think the first heist was phenomenal.
Yeah, we didn't need that second heist.
No. Didn't need to go see them partying life and get caught and do it to
And
get back
Rio
Rhaenys.
ruining it all for everyone.
Yeah,
Rio's the
like,
issue.
didn't need that. You
Yeah.
were fantastic in the first one, and I was thrilled with it.
But all five seasons were great, though.
Yeah. So now we're off on our movie tangent. Let us know in the comments what's your all-time greatest to
It could be anything from The Office to Succession. We don't care. We're just
know.
curious. Let us know. For Chris and Austin, we love you guys. And always remember, can't change the world unless we ramble. So keep on rambling.